Blog Talk Radio.
How many of y'all believe that God can do anything but fail?
Oh, yeah.
Well, I know he can. It's all right. Would you like to sing a little bit of it?
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes, yes. God got the power, my people. Praise his holy name. Praise his holy name. Yes, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Well, once again, amen. We are here, Praises of Emmanuel Ministries, bringing church into the comfort of your homes. And we thank the Lord for a brand new day. This is a Sunday at high noon. That is the place where the sun is at its highest point, amen, which is a spiritual hour. We are so glad that the Lord has woke us up, amen, on this day, amen, to enjoy the sweet and warm sunshine that he has given us. Isn't he good? Amen. We thank the Lord, amen, for comfort and food to eat, amen, or roof over our heads. Amen. If it wasn't for the Lord, where would I be? So, amen, here we are. I want to say hello to everyone once again, and I see that you already came to church. Amen. Amen. Today, and that is so great to have you with us. Amen. We only have a few today, but you know, it says where two or more comes in the name of the Lord, he will be in the midst of us. So what I'm going to do is that I'm going to have our own sister Tazera to read, come with us with a scripture, and then we'll continue to move forth in our program. Good morning,
Hi.
Sister Tazera.
Good morning, Bishop Taylor and Sister Taylor and all the saints
yes.
that's on the line. It's a pleasure to be here. I'm having church service with you all today. I'm going to read the verse. I'm going to read the scripture from Psalm 6 and 7, a song of thanksgiving.
Amen.
God be merciful to us and bless us. Look on us with kindness so that the whole world may know your will, so that all nations may know your salvation. May the people praise you, O God. May all your people praise you. May the nation be glad to sing your joy. Because you judge the people of justice and guide every nation on earth. May the people praise you, O God. May all the people praise you. The land has produced its harvest. God, our God, bless us. God has blessed us. May the people everywhere honor him. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. Thank you for the reading of the 67 Psalms. That is a very powerful Psalms there. And it does teach us that, amen, that we're supposed to praise God for all of his goodness. Amen.
Right.
And it collectively, may the peoples praise you, O God, and may the peoples praise you, and all the nations be glad and sing for joy. Amen. So he
amen.
Is the God and the ruler of the whole earth. Amen. And the whole universe. And, you know, the stars even praise God. Amen. Hallelujah. And, you know, when we look at the stars and we can see how they twinkle in the sky, you know, that's praising God. And also another praise that we notice is the birds early in the morning. When you hear them, amen, singing in the morning, they praising God as well. So all of God's creation. Amen. Praises him. And you know, when we praise the Lord, it is a lifestyle. Hallelujah. We do what he created us to do. And that is praising him. That's in simple terms to help those understand. You know, because some people ask me and say, well, how do I praise the Lord? And I just answer them and say, well, you praise God by living for him and doing the best that you can to be obedient amen, to his law. And that's how we praise the Lord, amen. We do the opposite of that, and we're not praising him, amen. So God does, he want us to praise him this morning. So thank you once again, my sister, for reading that scripture. Hallelujah.
No, I can say you. All
right. Yes. And we want to also, amen, say good evening to Sister Davis this morning. God bless you, Sister Davis.
I love your chicken.
Sister Davis, God bless you. All right, now she's kind of busy there. But we're going to say good morning also to Sister Gloria. Sister Gloria, God bless you.
Bless you, Bishop Taylor and Sister Taylor, and all the saints on the line. I just want to say good afternoon, and I'm enjoying the program, and I'm just glad to be back in Detroit, Michigan, so being with my family.
Yes.
I thank you for coming and pray for my daughter. I thank you for that.
I'm
going to continue to keep praying for you. Thank you.
Thank you. You're welcome. Amen. We thank God for all of you. And I want you all to pray for me. I'm not feeling too well this morning. Amen. My stomach is bothering me. But, amen, I'm still determined, amen, to do the will of the Lord. Because if it wasn't for him, I wouldn't be alive to feel this discomfort, amen, in my body. So I'm going to do the best that I can. My energy is low. But, you know, there's a scripture in Philippians, amen, 4:13, and it says that I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So I want to share that scripture with you, that whenever that you're feeling weak, amen, in your body, amen, and remember when we stay positive and still pray and still thank the Lord, that we are alive, and that's what I'm doing. So Philippians, once again, 4:13 says, I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. So if I end a little earlier today, please understand, amen, is that it's only because of my body is not too strong right now, amen, and I just still want to be obedient to the Lord because I promised him a long time ago, as a matter of fact, that I was going to serve him all the days of my life, even into my last breath, I'm going to serve him. So what I'm going to do is, let's see, is Sister Davis, amen. Sister Davis, God bless you this morning.
God bless you, Bishop Taylor. I apologize. I was trying to get myself together here.
I hear you. Like
so I hear you don't feel very good, but I'm praying to the Lord right now that he will just touch, heal, deliver you, because we need you.
We love you
and we need you. We need this day and we need everything that you say this day to help us all the week. So I ask the Lord, please touch Bishop Taylor. Whatever that's wrong with his stomach, Father, we know that you can move it. We're just asking you right now, in the name of Jesus, just to touch, heal, and deliver his stomach. I say hello to all the sisters on the land, to Sister Rita Taylor, and I bless you all with love, peace, and happiness.
Amen. Thank you for that prayer, my sister. I do appreciate you. Hallelujah.
Thank
God is good. Amen.
Yes, he is, all the time.
And, you know, it's good, my people, to have prayer warriors on my behalf. I need your prayers, amen, more than you think, because by me being a spiritual leader, I'd be under attack quite a bit, amen. And sometimes people wonder, how can you go on, Amen. And I tell them, well, it is because of the Lord. He gives me the strength to go on. And, you know, if our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, can suffer on our behalf as he did, amen, amen, they beat him all night long before he was even crucified. They beat Jesus. They spit in his face. They slanderized his name. Amen. They made mockery of him, put a crown, in other words, a crown of thorns, amen, on his head. And if you can imagine a crown of thorns that came from a certain bush with sharp thorns on it, and they placed it on his head and pressed it real tight on his temples, which caused for him to be in excruciating pain and bleeding. And they whipped him with whips. And let me tell you, give you an example how the whip looked. It wasn't just a regular type of whip, but the type of whip that the Romans used during that time, praise his holy name, they had on the edges very sharp bones on the edge, like razor blades. They were sharp as razor blades on the end of the whip. And so every time that the whip was to hit and touch him, where it would slash his flesh from his body, amen, take chunks of meat, amen, out of his back. Amen. Can you imagine, amen, the pain that our Savior was going through? And you know, he had the power and authority to stop him with one word. And there were hundreds of thousands of the angels that would have came to our Lord's rescue. But he didn't do that. Why? Because his mind was on us. He was unselfish. He didn't think about himself. Amen. But he, amen, he knew that he must go through what he had gone through according to the scriptures so that we can be saved. Amen. What better love is that than one to give their life for their brother? Amen. So that is why I keep going like I'm going, even though I might be emotionally down. You know, we have our ups and downs. There are preachers, amen, that put on a persona that nothing bothers them. They put on a persona, you know, that they don't go through valleys in their life, you know. Let me just put it in real language. They don't go through any hell, amen, in their life. But, you know, we all go through hell once in a while, and it's hot, and it's bothersome, and it's excruciating emotionally, physically, and spiritually. But, you know, when we have a work to do for the Lord, amen, we can't help it. Amen. Now, those are the ones who's really dedicated. And remember, in one of our, I think it was several weeks ago when we had a tribute, and we was talking about a Nazarite. What is a Nazarite? And a Nazarite is anyone who, amen, separates themselves from the world, and regardless of what the world says or does, not trying to be accepted or popular with the worldly things, but dedicated to God only. And that is how I try to live, to be dedicated to God only. Because just like my sister Pazera said, and even Sister Davis, Sister Gloria, all of you said, amen, that you are thankful for me, for the things that I do spiritually for you. For that is because I'm called by the Lord. I'm chosen. I'm his chosen one. And so I can't help it. You know, there's a saying, I got the I can't help it. That's what I have. I got the I can't help it. I can't help but to serve the Lord. I can't help but to serve you all. I'm your servant. And so when I serve you, it is out of dedication, amen, when I serve in you, when I pray for you, when I think about you, amen, in prayer, It's because I love you with the love of Jesus. Amen. So that's why I am that I am. Even though I'm not feeling well, I know that my body is weak, but my spirit is strong. So I'm leaning on the spirit of the Holy Ghost. Amen. On the power of the Holy Ghost this morning. Amen. We have another member here that is with us. And I just want to quickly just open up and say good morning to you. The last digits in your phone number is 9985. Would you care to say good morning to us?
Good morning.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I am doing well. And who am I speaking with?
My name is Danielle Watson.
What's your name again?
Danielle Watson.
Oh, well, God bless you. Is this your first time caller?
Yes.
How did you hear about it?
On Facebook from somebody named Ms. Taylor.
Yes. Well,
yeah,
wonderful. Well, I'm so happy that you are with us, amen, in our service this morning, amen. And may the Lord, amen, completely bless you and all that you need, he will
amen.
Supply it.
Amen.
Amen. He's gonna get you a new home and
amen.
A new job.
Amen.
Amen. That is what I feel in my spirit is what you've been
amen.
Praying for. Amen.
Yes.
So you're going to receive that, okay?
Amen. Okay.
Amen. All right, my sister. Hang on now. We're going to go into the Word of God. Amen. So now I want to talk a little bit about Joseph. Joseph in the Old Testament. Amen. Joseph was the first one, as I can remember, that served prison time, amen, for something that he did not do, that he was accused of. You know, there are a lot of people who serve prison that in prison, and that is not because they've done something wrong either. You know, there are a lot of people who are locked up and serving time, amen, who are innocent. Amen. And we're not talking about those who are innocent. That's not innocent. We're talking about those who are, that are serving time. How can a person, amen, experience, I just cannot imagine to experience being locked up in prison for a long length of time and be completely innocent. How are they able to just hold on without breaking down? You have to have a lot of faith to know, amen, that no matter what, God has a purpose and a reason for everything. And I believe that people like that, amen, who are serving time, God uses them in that situation, amen. It says that I will serve the Lord through every situation that I am in. And it says in the scriptures that we must count all things good in the Lord, all things, even the things that seems not to be good. We, in faith, still count it to be good. Amen. So let me tell you a little bit about Joseph. Joseph was the youngest one amongst his brothers. Joseph was only about 17 years old. And his father, you know, showed him more favor than his other sons or Joseph's brothers because he had Joseph in his old age. You know, imagine when a mother or a father is able to, produce a child in their old age when they didn't think that they could. Well, of course they would have favor upon that child, amen. That's the last child, but that child, amen, came into the world to beat all odds of old age. Amen. So what Jacob, which is the father, what he did is that he made a robe for Joseph. It was a beautiful robe that he made for Joseph, a robe of many colors, like a rainbow, amen, which displayed his favor of him. Well, you know, because of that, amen, his brothers hated Joseph and could not even speak a kind word to him. And not only hatred, but, amen, they were jealous of Joseph. You know, isn't it wonderful how the Bible is, that it speaks about life and reality? You know, the same thing that people go through then, they go through now, amen. There are families, amen, that have jealousy and hatred among the siblings because maybe one of the siblings it seems to get more favor than the other, amen, or maybe they're doing better than the other, and maybe they're prettier than the other, or handsome, more handsome than the, you know, his other siblings. And so because of that, amen, jealousy rises up. Jealousy is an ugly thing. Jealousy will cause a person to kill their own sibling. You remember way back in the Bible also when Cain killed his brother Abel? Well, it was because of jealousy. He hated his brother because God had favor on Abel because of the sacrifice that Abel gave God. God appreciated that more than the sacrifice that Cain did. Well, you know, God is God. You can't tell God what to like and what not to like, and what to accept and what not to accept. Because God knows what is best, you see. And so we don't have to get jealous because someone else seems to be doing better than the other. We shouldn't get jealous because your neighbor, amen, have a bigger house or your neighbor has a newer car. We shouldn't get jealous of that, amen. We should thank God for them, amen. We should be happy that someone is being blessed and someone is doing well. Hallelujah. But Joseph's brother was very jealous of him because, once again, his father had favor upon him. Well, his brothers began to conspire to get rid of Joseph. But let me tell you this dream that Joseph had, and he told his brothers, and they hated him all the more. And he said to them, to listen to his dream, amen. Matter of fact, when you get a chance on your own free time, it's in the 37th chapter of Genesis. So that you can study that on your own time, you can read the whole 37th chapter, and then you will understand why I'm preaching this message to you this morning. So therefore, he told them about a dream that he had and interpreted the dream to mean that he would be ruler over his older brother. And, of course, his brothers didn't want to hear that because the older is supposed to be the ruler. But, see, God knows what he's doing. Amen. It reminds me how in life, let's bring it back to how things happen today again. Let me give an example. There might be three brothers and sisters in a family, and the parent leave the house to the youngest one, amen, instead of the oldest one. So the oldest one get jealous of that, get angry. Maybe because that parent know that the youngest one need that house more, amen, or the youngest one will take care of that house, you know, and appreciate it better than the oldest one. The parent know the child, amen, hallelujah, and you parents know where I'm coming from, don't you? I'm a parent, and I know my children, each and every one that I have. I know them. I know my oldest son. I know my oldest daughter next to my son. I know my youngest daughter. Amen. Those are my biological children, but I raised, amen, four, amen, six. That's right. I raised six and call them my own as well. Amen. And I know all of them. I know their character. I know what they are capable and not capable of doing. Amen. So that's how God is. He knows us. He knows what our capabilities are and what we're not capable of doing. So Joseph, he told his brothers about his dream, and he was happy about it. But his brothers wasn't too happy. So what they conspired, they came together and said, let us sell him, put him into slavery. Amen. So that the slave owners can come and grab him up. So what they did is that they hit Joseph, amen, surprised him and hit him upside his head and threw him into a, tied him up and threw him into a hole that he couldn't get out of. And then left him there, amen, to die. Amen. So they went back and told their father, amen, that Joseph was killed, that an animal, amen, attacked him and killed him. And what they did is that they took Joseph's robe that he was wearing and put blood, amen, on the robe to make it seem like it was true that Joseph was killed by a wild animal. But, of course, that was a lie. But the father believed it, and he wept and wept and wept and cried and grieved over his youngest son. But his brothers, that was their plan, amen, to do that. Because once again, amen, they were jealous. Now, let's move forward in this story. So the slave owners, they came, and they saw Joseph in this hole. And so they freed Joseph. They took him and made him a slave. Amen. And they brought him into Egypt, to the land of Egypt. And when they went to Egypt, amen, Pharaoh's wife looked at Joseph, because Joseph, amen, was a very handsome young man. Amen. And so she desired to have sex with him. And so she said, well, I'm going to seduce him. And that's what she tried to do. So one day Joseph was lying in his bed, and here comes Pharaoh's wife. She came in his room, and she unclothed herself. Amen. And so she tried to seduce Joseph, but Joseph didn't fall into that trap. Why? Because Joseph had character. Joseph had what we call morality. That's the word, morality. But he wouldn't let Pharaoh's wife seduce him. So when he did that, his wife got angry, and she cried rape. Now, you know that's how a lot of men is in jail now, because, amen, a woman cried rape, and he really didn't rape her. But they believed the woman. And that's what happened. She cried rape. She tore her clothes and pretend like Joseph tried to assault her. And so when they heard about it, of course, the king of Egypt got angry, and he threw Joseph in jail. Amen. Didn't hear his side of the story, of course, because you know how dramatic women can be. Amen. They can turn on tears. It's just like a faucet, amen, and that's just a fact. They can turn on those kids and turn them off just as quickly as they turn them on, amen. And so that's what she did. She was a good actress, and so she had a lot of dramatic, and so, of course, you know, the husband, he loved his wife, and he believed his wife. Why would he not believe her, amen, when a stranger is in the house? Amen, and don't know the stranger. So he put two and two together in his own mind and cast him in prison. Now, while Joseph was in prison for 7 years, amen, for seven long years, for something that he did not do. But watch this. God sees it all, you see. God is amazing of what he can do. Joseph did not give up. He continued to pray to the Lord each and every day for those 7 years that he was in prison. And this is how he got out. One of the prison guards had a dream and could not figure out what that dream meant. Well, Joseph was able to interpret the dream for him and told him, you know, how he was able to come out of his dilemma that he was in, and it all came true. And so the God told, took that message, in other words, and told the baker, the bread baker in the palace, what happened. And so the bread baker had a dream and went to Joseph, and Joseph was able to help him. The baker, in return, amen, went and told the king. The king had a dream. Look how God is working now. he can fix it. You know the song that Jesus will work it out? And this is what he was doing for Joseph. Serving 7 years in prison now. You know what seven means. Seven means completion. Amen. And so God still had a plan in all of this. And I'm going to fix this for you so that you can be encouraged this morning. So what happened, that the king had a dream. And the dream that the king had was very, very disturbing. So he sent for Joseph because he heard about Joseph being an interpreter of dreams. Sent for Joseph, and he had Joseph to get cleaned up and filled his belly with good food and so forth, and brought Joseph to him, amen, and told Joseph the dream and asked Joseph to tell him what that dream meant. Well, here we go, saints. Joseph was able to tell the king what the dream means. Let me tell you what the dream was that the king had. Well, the dream was about 7 years of famine that was going to come upon the land of Egypt. Now, famine is when there's a great drought and no rain. And because of not having any rain, all of the wheat and the plants and the food that grew, amen, in the yard, amen, could not survive because of the heat. You know, in Egypt, in the desert, like, it's always hot. But it didn't rain. And because of that, amen, that didn't happen yet. But that's what the dream meant. And Joseph told the king. But not only that, Joseph told the king what to do, amen, in order, praise God, to help them through that drought. So Joseph told the king, this is what you should do. Gather all of what you have now and save it and put it in the storehouse and enough to last for 7 years. After that, the drought or the famine would be over, and you would have enough food, amen, to eat, and everything is your supply to even feed the people, amen, during that 7 years of nothing growing. And so the Pharaoh, the king of Egypt, he took Joseph's advice, and because of that, he released Joseph from prison, and you know what? He made Joseph his right-hand man. Hallelujah. No one could come to the king except through Joseph because he trusted Joseph. After 7 years, my people, God gave favor to Joseph. When he once was a slave, when he once was in prison, a convict, amen, and accused of something that he did not do, he did not lose faith in the Lord. Amen. But he was able to continue to pray, and he was able to continue to praise God in spite, hallelujah, of his troubles. Hallelujah. Can we be like Joseph in spite of the trouble that we face, in spite of the hell that we go through? Can we still be like Joseph, amen, and still praise the Lord and still stay on course and not get off course? Not take a detour, but stay on the road of righteousness. And Joseph did that. And you know what? Remember his brothers, amen, that conspired to have Joseph killed or to have him taken away? the father believed that he had died. Amen. And after all these years, the drought and the famine went past Egypt into the same land where his brothers, amen, was living. And so what they had to do, they had to go to Egypt to get some food. Now, all these years have passed, 7 years have passed. Joseph was grown now, and his brothers forgot even how Joseph looked. And they came to Joseph. Then he knew that was his brother, in order to get food to take back to their father. Oh, hallelujah. Joseph was sitting on the throne next to the king. You hear me? And he's the youngest of them all. Remember that dream I told you had, that he would be the ruler of them? Amen. That they would bow down to him? Well, that's what they had to do. But they didn't know it was Joseph. Joseph didn't let them know what they did, because he still loved his brother. And so he fed them, and he gave them enough food to take back on their journey to their father. Now, Joseph, and before they left, he revealed to them who he was. Amen. And they were shocked to know that here they are, that his brother, that their brothers, that they conspired to have killed and lied and told their father that he was dead, that they had to bow down to the same person, amen, that they set a trap for. Amen. Bow down to the same person, amen, that they lied against. Hallelujah. And that they left for dead. They had to bow down to that same person. That is what the Lord promised us, that he would make our enemies our footstool. You don't have to fight, amen, a battle. God will fight for you. Amen. You don't have to worry, amen, about how God is going to fight your battles. Amen. Just remember that he will fight your battles. And remember that he will give you, praise his holy name. And Joseph got the victory. Amen. Even through the prison terms, even through the lion that was told, even though he was thrown into a deep hole and could not get out, Joseph still came out victorious. That is what I'm talking about. That is why I continue to praise the Lord. Amen. Because the Lord makes examples of how we should live in spite of what we go through. Amen. Joseph, amen, is also, and because of Joseph, he was named, remember, second in command. You might be going through something in your life. God will bless you and make you, amen, a leader, will make you great in others' eyesight, amen, if you just hold on and continue to pray, everything will be all right. Well, it's time for me to move on, amen. I thank you all for tuning in, and I thank you for your prayers. And remember, amen, as the song that I wrote, it says, victory, we have the victory in the Lord. Remember that. Amen. God bless you all.